Here's Richard Griffin from the Toronto Star. Hey, Griff.
Hey, guys.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, the Baseball Hall of Fame has it all right.
Oh, yes. There's never any controversy when it comes to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah. No, nothing.
Do you? You've got a vote, right? You've had a vote for a long time.
I don't know. Yeah. You got to be 10 years a baseball writer, and so I've had a vote for 15 years, maybe, and I've never got one wrong yet.
No, of course not.
There you go.
Any agents in the Hall of Fame? Like, I know there's heads of the PA. But
this is one of my sticking points: is that Marvin Miller, who created the game, the modern game, the way we see it with everybody making money, with the players and the owners making money, they refused to put him in because of the fact that he was a union chief. And I think that it's a disgrace that commissioners have gone in before the guy who's had the most impact on the game has gone in.
Yeah, I agree with that. The reason I asked that is Scott Boras is maybe the most powerful agent in the history of the game, or real close to it. And I wouldn't expect that. There's certain owners, specifically in Toronto, Minnesota, Florida, that would be looking to vote him into the Hall of Fame at this point. What did you make of Boras getting on his pulpit down at the GM meetings and teeing off on the Jays and blaming them for not spending money and not bringing in players that people want to come see? And that's why the attendance dropped the way that it did.
Well, it's got to be set up a certain way in that the third day of every GM meeting and winter meeting for the last 20 years is Scott Boras Day, and he shows up. It's like Groundhog Day, where the media finds out what time he's going to be there. He shows up. He knows there's going to be 40 media members from all over baseball talking to him. So he's got his spiel set up, and the Blue Jays happen to be in it. And then after he rips into some cities, whoever's had in his opinion, a poor year where they didn't spend a lot of money, didn't spend enough money, then he start selling his future Hall of Fame free agents that he's got for the year. So it's an annual event, a biannual event. So there's really no surprises. But there is a history with Boras and the Blue Jays, because going back to Bill Cottle in 1983 to 85 reliever, they sold the Blue Jays a bill of goods on this guy, and he was terrible. And then James Paxton, where Paul Beeston screwed James Paxton out of the last year of his college education because he called Scott Boras an agent, and then the NCAA wouldn't allow him to go back to the University of Kentucky. And so it's not surprising that he went ahead and he ripped into them. I mean, they were spending $162 million, which is top 10, not top 12, which should be good enough to compete for the playoffs, but they didn't spend it well.
Were you expecting, or do you believe that Ross Atkins needed a harsher response because he wanted nothing to do with it yesterday?
No, I think that Ross Atkins, I was surprised that he was as opinionated as he was, which shows you where he's coming from. I mean, where he's really never wanted to get into any controversy. And I thought that he voiced his opinion. He needs to get a little more sarcastic with these situations. Just to fit into the Toronto sports scene, I think.
We were talking with Scotty Mack earlier, Griff. How come Toronto is, I mean, they're in a rebuild, but you can kind of get ahead of the process on a rebuild if you kind of wheel and deal one of these guys. How come they're never in conversation? They're 26. Machado and Bryce Harper, aren't they 26 and 27 years old? How come the Blue Jays are, like, never even ever mentioned as a possible suitor?
Well, I mean, they've got their own guy who they're expecting to be a Bryce Harper or a Manny Machado in Vlad Guerrero
Jr. One guy.
We talked about him as the season wound down and why he wasn't in the major leagues in September. And I think that's partially what Scott Boras was talking about. Teams that really aren't trying to win, because if they were trying to win, they would have had their best player in the organization up in the major leagues. But in terms of competing for existing free agents, I asked Mark Shapiro the question at the end of the season about, is this just 2 years later than you really wanted it to? And he agreed, and he said that they had reached a point in 2015-16 where they needed to keep the fans coming to the ballpark. And when they lose 700,000 fans, it's time for that rebuild, which he wanted to do 2 years ago. So he's just getting into his game plan that he had set for 2016 until Alex Anthopoulos spoiled it by going out and winning.
With Richard Griffin of the Toronto Star, and that's why I think Atkins, with the response that he had, he knew he couldn't really challenge Boris on the main points. Boris kind of hit the nail on the head. They're not going to spend money, and they're embracing the fact that they're going to lose.
Yeah, they're not going to spend money. And, I mean, he knows that Vlad Guerrero Jr. could have contributed in September. There's no doubt that he would have been a star right off the bat. I mean, you look at guys around baseball, 19- and 20-year-olds, and now that they're armed with, now that players are armed with the sabermetrics and the analytics and the computer stats, experience in the minor leagues is becoming less and less important because coaches are telling you where to position yourself. They're telling you what to expect from certain pitchers. So you're going to see more and more young players coming up and succeeding. And the Blue Jays are going to go from $162 million in payroll. They'll probably be, before they go out and acquire any pitching free agents, if they're going to do that, one or two, maybe a Jay Happ or somebody, they'll be down around $100 million, maybe even a little below. And that's only because they're all controllable players. All the young players are controllable players. And you can dictate what you're going to pay them. You don't have to pay them the $10 to $15 million for giving you the same thing that these young guys are giving you.
What's your read on this Harper Machado sweepstake? How do you see it playing out?
Well, I don't think Machado helped himself with his performance in the World Series, with his lack of effort in certain situations. But there were only two or three or four franchises that were going to be in the competition anyway. I think Bryce Harper is a once-in-a-generation type player. Manny Machado is going to probably end up with the Yankees. And who knows? I mean, the Dodgers could reach out and get Bryce Harper. But these guys are going to get their money. And it's becoming like a, and as rightly it should be. I mean, mediocre players no longer can pull themselves up on what the superstars earn and say, I'm half as good as Bryce Harper, so give me half his money. That it doesn't work like that anymore. It's becoming more like the Hollywood system where the stars are going to make the money and the extras are going to be killed off in the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, definitely feels that way. And that said, last year was strange. Like, you look at the way J.D. Martinez played and how he played in Arizona after the D-backs acquired him.
He had to wait it out a bit.
He had to wait it out. Yeah. And he didn't get paid as much as many people thought he would get paid.
Well, then you get Bill James in Boston shooting his mouth off after spending the first 40 years of his life living in his mom's basement doing stats. And now he's an expert on what a major league ball player is and how easy it is to replace them. And, you know, that's BS, too. And Scott Boras, the Players Union called Bill James out on that. And it's going to come into play when the next basic agreement comes in, because it seems like that's a reason that major league teams are depressing what would be expected of for free agent salaries, the top free agent salaries.
Thank you, Griff. Always appreciate you doing this.
Okay, guys, anytime.
There's Richard Griffin of the Toronto Star.